Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Memes of the Week. If you want to catch the latest Memes of the Week videos, then subscribe to me over at MGTOW TV. Link is in the description. Plus, you can get content from people like Turd Flinging Monkey and Terrence Pop, just to name a few over at that platform. Now on with the memes. Today's first one is a proud Christian spicy content star. She says God put her on Earth to enjoy sexual pleasure. Talk about holding two opposing views in her mind at the same time. Maybe she likes missionary. Sorry, being a missionary with memories, of course. I'm just glad she's spreading the pleasure to the sexually needy over the Al Gore internets. Number two, we have a man that was dumped by his girlfriend because he was super skinny and anorexic. Now that he's put on muscle, she wants him back. But you know, if things get bad again, she's gonna leave him again if he gets back together with her. She doesn't love him if she's willing to discard him like a used do-rag. Can you imagine if she marries him and takes the vow to be with him in sickness and in health? Obviously, she'll be on the lifeboat at the first sign of trouble. Up next is a single mom dating profile starter pack. They usually say things like, my kids are my life, and make a huge list of non-negotiable demands, even though their marketplace value is low on account of being mothers. Let's not forget they usually virtue signal for BLM, as well as using homophobia and Islamophobia without realizing that those two ideologies are diametrically opposed to one another. Most are just good for a smash and dash of their cash. Number four is Hungary, offering women the incentive if they have four children, that they'll never have to pay personal income tax ever again. Also, if women in that country are mothers under the age of 30, they won't have to pay income tax until their 30th birthday. But of course, men won't get tax relief if they're fathers. If you don't tax women, but you tax men, then you have a man tax. The government figures four future tax serfs paying into the system in the future is better than one whammon today. Moving on, we have a woman that's been around with every Tom, Dick, and Harry touching their hairy dicks, but she settles down with the beta. Mr. Beta Bucks is just happy that a middle-aged woman is finally giving him a shot, but he doesn't realize that he's nothing more than her retirement plan. The short, unattractive doctor is the emergency plan once the Chads no longer want to shag. Sorry I had to cover the action because it's too raunchy for YouTube. Next up is my favorite for this week. A few weeks back, we had a woman with two vaginas, and now we have a baby born with two penises. The doctors ended up chopping off the larger one. Bro's dual sticks would have allowed him to hit the pink and the stink at the same time, but now one is gone. The doctors had to get rid of the bigger one because they said it wasn't functional. But still, shooting blanks out of one of them still ain't bad. He always could have found work in a carnival tent, and women would have been lining up to see that thing for the rest of their lives, like Super Chad. Lucky number 7 is looking to get lucky. She's a 25-year-old single mom with a baby boy. She's looking to settle down with a hard-working white or Hispanic man, and he can't be racist. I guess because she's not interested in black men anymore, there's only enough room for one racist in that relationship. Bonus point, she's also a Christian girl looking to be a good wife. But apparently the old guy is out of their lives. Come on, guys. What are you waiting for? Just look at this prize. Number 8, it looks as though Ireland is being racist towards its citizens. She's angry because Ireland is hosting Ukraine refugees instead of former singers from the Fugees. She says she's been on the wait list for 12 years now. I can see her going around the country telling everyone that we was Celts. She's an Irish citizen that still hasn't been able to succeed after 12 years in that country, and no longer require government assistance. Moving on, we have AOC telling us what she thinks about Tucker Carlson being deplatformed from Fox.
While I'm very glad that the person that is arguably responsible for some of the most amounts of death threats and violent threats, not just to my office, but to plenty of people across the country, I also kind of feel like I'm like waiting for the cutscene at the end of a Marvel movie after all the credits have rolled, and then you see like the villain's like hand reemerge out to grip over like the end of a building or something. But deplatforming works, and it is important, and there you go.
She better be careful, because now he's independent and the mainstream media muzzle is gone, and she needs to be careful what she's cheering for as he starts bringing millions of normies to alt-tech. Number 10 is feminists pushing the easy button with regards to shaming men. What do you expect from NPCs that only value sexuality? Both theirs and men's. Sex is their currency, and they objectify men all the time, while claiming that we objectify them first so they can make sure we don't use that argument first. Up next is a woman named Nikki telling everyone that she's sleeping with her brother, and that they're in love as incest sexuals. I hope they don't have kids, because if they do, they might end up looking like Sloth from the Goonies. It makes me wonder about their parents, because her eyes are starting to drift apart quite a bit. God rained down fire on Sodom and Gomorrah for far less. Number 12, we have the incel community getting pissed off that one of their members is getting laid, and no longer an incel. He was shamed and told it's disgusting that he's betraying his own community, for some chick that finally settles for him. But I think that once he has his heart broken and is exposed to female nature, I suspect he'll go his own way. Moving on, it looks like each generation is getting gayer than the last one. At this rate, in one or two more generations, half the population will have identified as gay or LGBT. Is there something in the water turning the frogs and the people gay? Or is it all the drag queens in kindergartens grooming the young with their mind virus? Or a little bit of everything? Number 14, we have Katie Price, being hit with a backlash after her 8-year-old daughter reveals plans to be a Lonely Fans model one day. I don't think there's anything to worry about, because in another 10 years, AI will take all those so-called jobs away. Price is almost 45, and it's too bad she'll have to wait until she's 55 to get some of those hypothetical simp bucks from her daughter. Up next, someone posted this and I had to share it. Basically, why should a man apologize for being a misogynist? After all, no woman has ever apologized for turning him into one. Of course, some chameleon was looking at my post and she decided that she would do the most original thing a woman could, and appropriate the argument in a year or two down the road, you know, feministly saying it so that men can't say it first. Moving on, we have another gym thought complaining because she was body shamed for letting her boobs hang out at the gym. She wanted positive attention and probably couldn't handle all the shame. Under my post were women saying that I should give her credit, and that they posted her name, which I won't mention. She doesn't need attention, though. She needs to be forgotten. Number 17, women are getting so desperate that they're on their phones at famous museums. If this continues in the future, attendance at museums will plummet, and they might be forced to close them. Unless, of course, they work super hard to create selfie spots. The boys are no better. They're sitting there behind them and look like they're on their phones too. Well, at least they aren't puking up paint on the paintings. Yet. Up next, we have Britney Spears wearing her Daisy Pukes, showing off her poon on Instagram. Maybe Britney's father actually knew her better than the public. She's in her 40s and still trying to attain attention. You'd think she'd be better at this now, especially as she's been dancing for over 30 years. Number 19, we have a Kim Kardashian lookalike that died after plastic surgery. She was also on Lonely Fans, and her family set up a GoFundMe for the funeral. You'd think she would have put some money aside from her career taking off her clothes to show off her plastic punini. Number 20, we've got another woman taking off more and more clothing for attention. This one was kicked out of a store because she's the victim of hot phobia. Gee, I wonder if it could have something to do with creeping out the other shoppers and their children while picking out bananas in this outfit. Her Daisy Pukes are also so short, you can tell which brand of toilet paper she uses. Also, who took the photos? She definitely looks attention-starved. Up next is a woman that wrote into the media asking if there was a loophole to get her husband to pay off her student loans. Loans that she took out before they were even together. Odds are she's looking to get out of the marriage and wants a little parting gift, but he won't give it to her. He's keeping her on a financial leash and her resentment is only going to go up. Whatever happened to strong and independent women? If he finds out about this, he should serve her divorce papers immediately. Number 22, looks like the future wife is an android. Men want love and sex. Women want wealth and status. A robot can easily give a man sex, and we all know a woman doesn't love a man the way we love them. But a robot cannot provide wealth and status, so women are screwed. Invest in antidepressants, gentlemen, as well as cats. In this case, the future wife is also a full Starfleet lieutenant in the 24th century. Moving on is a notice from a gym saying that they don't cater to bodybuilders and to keep the environment non-intimidating by making sure that you only load 4 weight plates on each side. They have purple gym equipment and probably also have velvet drapes in there too, thanks to a female manager, no doubt. If I was at that gym, I'd put on 40-50 pound weights on either side each time I went and just walk away from the machine and watch the snowflakes drip their soy-filled tears into their pumpkin spice lattes, adding extra flavor for their beverage. Up next, the simping in Pakistan is so bad that sexually frustrated guys are digging up burqa babes from their rigor mortis graves and gyrating their gonads all over them. So the families of the dead are putting padlocks on the graves to prevent perverts from getting at all that zombie bush. I predict lockpicking classes are about to become popular in Pakistan. number 25, and the last one shows us the progress women have made over the last 150 years. First, they wanted to vote and work like men. We were okay with that. But then they started claiming that they were better than us. We tolerated that, and now they're getting zipper tits and forearm schlongs to go along with their testosterone pills. And now they want to be us. On the flip side, many men want to be women too. What a weird world where neither sex is happy, and they want to be the other. But in reality, the gonorrhea is just greener on the other side. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Remember, I make these for free, so donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Also, once again, check out MGTOW TV for content you can't get anywhere else. You're definitely going to enjoy it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.